The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Broward County has the largest Jewish community in Florida and the eighth largest in the country. But a new demographic study shows a decline in that community in the last 20 years. And other findings suggest that Broward's Jewish leaders need to reach out to more Jews from Spanish-speaking countries if they want their synagogues to survive. The author of the study is Ira Sheskin of the University of Miami's Department of Geography and Regional Studies. Professor Sheskin, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First off, what is the chief reason for the decline in Broward's Jewish population?
Well, we saw a decline, in fact, of 94,000 Jews. And it's pretty much age-related, because there are still Jews moving into Broward County. But when we did a similar study 20 years ago in 1997, 77,000 Jews were age 75 and over. 20 years later, the ones who are left are 95 and over. So we can assume that relatively few are left. So much of the decline is due to mortality.
Now, both studies showed an increase in the number of Hispanic Jewish adults. How many Jews in Broward County came from South America, the Caribbean, or other Spanish-speaking countries?
Well, 20 years ago, the answer was 3,600 Jewish adults, and the answer now is just over 13,000. So there's been a very significant increase, almost 10,000, in terms of Hispanic Jewish adults. In Miami, we see a similar pattern. 20 years ago, there were 5,300 Hispanic Jewish adults, and today there are almost 15,000. So there are actually almost as many Hispanic Jews in Broward as there are in Miami-Dade County.
How are South Florida synagogues and Jewish organizations doing things differently as a result of the changing population? Or how should they?
Well, how they should is that they should probably offer things like a certain number of services in Spanish. There are a number of Miami-Dade synagogues that do that. In fact, there's one that offers services in Portuguese because of the large Jewish-Brazilian population that moved into the Brickell area. I think people will react to this by saying maybe we should try some services in Spanish, as well as by, you know, featuring more Hispanic culture. Perhaps at synagogues you don't just serve falafel. Perhaps you pick out some dishes that Hispanic Jews grew up with.
In addition to Latino Jews, who else do synagogues in Broward need to be reaching out to more strongly?
Younger Americans in general are less involved with religion than their parents were. Now, what we found in both counties is that if you go back 20 years, you get about 40% of Jews under the age of 35 being married. And today it's something like 14%. Huge, huge difference. So yes, the percentage of under 35 joining synagogues is going to be down because more of them are single. And single people don't tend to join synagogues. Most synagogues are filled with married couples and married couples with children. And we've been saying this for years. What can we do to get young singles to join? Number of people on the board of my synagogue right now are considering making it almost free for people under a particular age. And that may be something that will be attractive to people. But, you know, if you walk into a synagogue as, let's say, a 27-year-old single person, and everybody else is in their 40s and 50s and married, right, you're not going to feel like you're part of the group, right? You don't have much in common with those people. So really what you have to do is to do something that will attract a hopefully large group of those people so that when they come, there are other people like them participating as well. It certainly represents a challenge.
We've been chatting with the University of Miami's Ira Sheskin, the author of a recent study on the changes in Broward's Jewish community, including the big increase in Jews from Latin America. Professor Sheskin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.